Celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves, Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be home enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends on Skype. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement has been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
Your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Camping in the mountains, fishing in a stream. The great outdoors is where you want to be. Western Life. Western Life Radio.
Mr. Ty Hunter joins us along the shoreline once again with Utah's boating program. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Hey, thanks, Brian, and thanks to you all out there. Hopefully we can get some good messages out there, some good information, help you all along being safe out on the waterways and getting out there for our wonderful summer to come.
And it is coming fast. I can't believe it. It's just zipping right along. We're already mid-May, going to be end of May very soon, and the beginning of the summer season.
Yeah, it's coming so quick, and I can't believe. Literally, next week is Safe Boating Week. It's National Safe Boating Week next week, and we've got great weather coming. See if we can get that word out to folks to take care of themselves and those that they love and build those memories out on the waterways.
Now, we've been talking about Safe Boating Week since we first met you, and for folks who have not been familiar with it, what is it all about? Why is this important?
Well, it's just something that we try to get the first of the year. It's a week that we can focus on boating safety. And really, everybody kind of ramped up to hit our lakes and reservoirs and rivers throughout the state and throughout our nation and kick off our boating season nationwide and to do so safely. I mean, it starts off on Friday with Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day. We're trying to see if we can get a few people to participate in that here in the state. I know we'll have a few in our outfit that will be doing so. And then it kicks right off starting Saturday and going till Friday, just National Safe Boating Week. We'll be doing that. Unfortunately, I won't be doing it in this state. I'll be doing it in the state of Oregon for a Western States Boating Administrators Association's get together. And so I'll be with the folks in the West, and we're going to try to be putting things out and pushing social media with boating safety messages across the West and doing that next week, too.
Good for you. You'll be representing Utah proud, and it's a good idea. I love the fact that people wear these life jackets. And it's very comfortable. I think a lot of people think that life jackets can be cumbersome and difficult. With today's new technology, with the new jackets, these are amazing to wear. And you can wear them all day without even realizing you've got them on sometimes.
I think they've come such a long ways. And just almost over my 27 years that I've been on, they have come such a long ways from there. And I think a lot of that stigma is that they're the thick jackets. They're uncomfortable. Maybe even looking at what we call the type twos, but the horse collar type of jackets, the orange, they're just uncomfortable. That strap that's always twisted that goes behind your back. They're a great jacket, and they work very, very well. But they're not something that you want to wear day in and day out. And the jackets that are being made now are just awesome, and they're comfortable to wear, and they're great, and they're getting even more comfortable with kids. Frankly, I don't know when things are going to happen, but there's going to be some great, awesome things coming out for the kids and then also for the older kids. That's even including our age here, Brian. The older kids that are out there on the waterways, there's going to be some cool things that are coming out. There are going to be some awesome jackets that we should be seeing filtering in the next 3 to 5 years. That's going to be amazing.
I'm excited about that. The technology keeps evolving, and prices are becoming more affordable, too. I mean, some of these really affordable jackets, there's no reason not to have one.
Yep, and especially if you're a growing-up kid, you won't have to be changing sizes as much. I mean, with your kids, life jackets are like shoes. You're going to have to change them just as much as you change the shoes for your kids. And when you think that you've got them and they fit them, they're usually too big to be in them. So that's the problem. Literally, that's just life of kids. They grow. They get larger, and they're growing up to be big kids like you and I. So we'll just kind of take care of making sure that people are out there, they have the right fitted jackets, they get something comfortable that they want to wear.
I like Safe Boating Week now because now's the time to bring out those jackets, try them on, make sure that they're still in good shape, good condition, and check that before you head out on the water for some of your first adventures.
Yeah, so that's a big thing. Give them a check. If you are in the market looking for a jacket, go look. I mean, you can catch them from a big box store to a regular marine dealer that it's here in the state of Utah. You can buy them online. I am a little cautious about buying online with some things unless you are really good in the whole return process. If it's something that you don't want or doesn't fit you, I like to touch and feel and try on things. And most importantly, I like to see the label, and I like to see, is this a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket? Yes. And is this jacket the right jacket for the use that I'm going to be using it for? And I want to feel if it's comfortable or not. So if you're one of those ones that can order online and try it on and say, nope, this is not it, and return and rinse, lather, repeat, that's great. Keep that up. You're awesome with that. I'm a little bit more old school. I like to touch and feel, and I like to see, not see how it fits on me, but the feel. I just want to see that, and I want to see that label, and I want to make sure it's the right jacket.
It's like wearing shoes. A size 10 and a half, size 11 could be different for different manufacturers. And it doesn't hurt to put that jacket on and walk around the place a little bit, move your arms a little bit, and see what it feels like. If you're in a sporting goods store, you know, grab a rod, see what it feels like, see if you can cast okay with it, and get a feel if this is something you're going to wear. Because if you don't wear it, I don't know why you've got it.
It does you no good unless you wear it. I mean, that's really it. The life jacket works only as good as the person that basically puts it on. So if you don't put it on, it's not going to work.
And again, lots of places you can find these, all the way from the big retail stores to the specialty stores, boating stores, sporting goods stores. They're everywhere if you just look around a little bit.
Yep, do your shopping around. If you're frugal, great. You can find one that's cheap. I am going to say there are some cheaper ones that fit you well and they fit nice and do things, but it's kind of like a good, comfortable pair of shoes. You get a cheap pair, they'll probably not last all that long. You get a good pair, and you can tell when you put your foot into them. And that's basically what a life jacket's like. And so just look at what you want to do. If you want a long-term, you want that comfortableness, give it a try. I look at it. If a jacket's $100, that's well worth it for me because I love my family, and I want to go home, be with them at the end of the day.
Well, in the scheme of things, $100 doesn't go far as gas for one trip. I keep surprising myself, you know, for the cost of food and everything. Sometimes these jackets and some of these other things that at one time I thought were big investments really aren't compared to what stuff I'm spending every day on regular stuff.
That's a great way of looking at it. And that's, unfortunately, things have been moving that way. Same thing. I look out and go, holy cow, these things are expensive. But yeah, when you fill that grocery cart up, or when I should say, you maybe get the bottom layer in your grocery cart and it's well exceeded what it costs one of those jackets are, you're like, wow, that's a lot more than what it used to be. So I think in relation with what we're seeing out there, and then even put fuel in your vehicle, it's kind of minuscule to what we see out of that.
Check your jackets, make sure they're in good shape. Wear them on Friday, casual Friday. It doesn't get more casual than wearing a life jacket all day, getting yourself ready for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. If you could get casual, do some board shorts, you could run a T-shirt on, have your life jacket with you. People may look at you funny and just say, you know what? I'm kicking off Safe Boating Week. I'm going to be that example. That's an awesome thing. That's what we want to see. So, yeah, Friday is wear your life jacket to work day. And then Safe Boating Week, we're going to kind of move in and talk about boating safety. I mean, that's the whole thing we're talking about there. Take a boating safety course. We've got plenty of courses that you can come out that are Utah approved. Three here, and I'm very excited for this next one to be coming on because they're bringing in a very affordable option for us, which I'm just very excited that we can work through and get this done. And that's some amazing work upon our brand new education specialist, Deirdre Miller. And she's just been incredible in working through and pushing through these things. And we hope to have that up and ready to go here quickly.
I'm excited about that change. That's something we've been talking about for a couple of years now, and now it's coming to fruition. Everything gets more expensive. This is a change where it actually becomes more affordable.
Yeah, I'm trying to drop off at least $20 off of that course that is mandatory for all personal watercraft operators from the ages of 12 to 17. So we're really trying to see if we can save our boaters, our citizens of the state of Utah, some money by choosing the right course provider and put a good course out that has great information for folks there. Is it going to have all the bells and whistles? No, and maybe you're getting what you're paying for. Not going to have a lot of neat interactions. There's some reading and things to be done in there, but all the content's all great and good. We just want something that's going to give good content out and be affordable, and this company is very willing to work with us, work with youth groups. We are excited to see this and see this moving on.
I think that's incredible, especially for families with more kids than a couple. You know, that adds up in a hurry.
Yep.
And the fact that they can take that course, pass that course, and then take advantage of it over the course of the summer with the family, that's a game changer.
Yep. It is a game changer there. I've heard it, and I've seen in being with my church that going and taking youth groups out, and we have these situations where there's opportunities for these kids to be out and maybe operate some watercraft that have an education course to do so, it becomes very burdensome on the expenses there. And so this new entity is willing to really work with these groups and do this. They want those new boaters. They want them out there. And most importantly, they want them with the right information.
Well, sure to start them off on the right foot. I mean, it really gets them out there, knowing what the rules and regulations are, safety procedures, and that extra money you're saving on these, you can invest in your life jackets.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, with that. Or put fuel on the boat. So either way with that. And the big plug to put in, this is not only for personal watercraft operators. Yes, it's required for those that are ages 12 to 17, but this can be for operators of all ages that are out there operating their boats. I'm going to say from 16 years and older on our traditional boats, take an education course. And insurance is required for all boats that are greater than 50 horsepower. And with that being said, this potentially, if you take one of these courses, it could get a discount on your insurance. So another big plug of taking a safety course.
Now, where do people go if they want to access these courses? How do they get started with it?
Well, we start off with the Division of Outdoor Recreation. So a real fast link to the boating portion of that is boating.utah.gov. Boating.utah.gov. That puts you right onto the boating webpage. And we just love to have you get there and peruse around. If you're into all types of recreation, you can still reach the boating program through this way. It's recreation.utah.gov. Either one of those will get you in the ballpark and get you where you can get good information about where to recreate in the state of Utah, safe practices. And this is going from off-highway vehicles to boating to everything recreation. What we have is with our division. That's what we do.
And it's been developing over the last couple of years. I've been seeing some cool changes and water conditions. If people are looking for the latest water conditions, it's a great point to at least check out a lot of the different opportunities that we have here across the state of Utah.
Yeah, we can have some good things there. I am still going to put a plug in for our sister agency. State Parks has some water conditions for their state parks and their current conditions. That's a good resource if you're going to a state park. If we can get plenty of folks in here and we can get the bandwidth to do so, I would absolutely love to see something to where we can have something updated on a web page. There's a lot of places to gather this info and get it placed in, but we're working on that, and we're working on trying to find something of ease to where we can get these reports and make them happen.
Well, that's the key. I mean, it changes every day, sometimes every week. You got to have somebody committed to updating these all the time, and it's not always so easy to do that.
We're trying to make a system that's going to work for us instead of work us. I know that sounds bad with that, but we don't have many hands to make light work. We've got a lot of heavy work for a few hands. So we're trying to get something out there where we can make it work for us and not work us more. And in turn, be a benefit to you, to the users that are out there.
That's the key. I agree with you 100%. With my website, I know there's pages out there that I have not touched in a couple of years, and it's impossible. I'm a one-man show. It's really difficult to keep everything on track, keep the shows produced, and then do things, too. If I had unlimited time, it would be the perfect scenario, but it's just impossible when you have limited capabilities there.
Well, it goes from websites to social media and everything, really successful places, and even successful individuals. They almost spend most of their time on that, and they spend a lot of time on content, but just getting that contact prepared and put out where it needs to be. And anybody that has ever developed a website, it is like literally the time you launch it, you're ready to replace it. That's how fast and volatile that it can be with that. And so, yeah, it takes entire teams to make really successful pieces with this. And we're moving along. We're moving in a great direction. And I really hope we can get some good things rolling here on the horizon, short horizon.
I'm impressed. Again, boating.utah.gov. We do have multiple active links on our website pointing that direction at westernliferadio.com, or you can go to backcountrynetwork.com. They both head the same direction. All right, then. Let's take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. When we return, we'll continue our discussion with Mr. Ty Hunter with Utah's boating program. We'll be talking about swift water safety as well as AIS and keeping your boats free from spreading invasive species. Stick around. More fun is on the way here on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
No matter what's bugging you this summer in your garden, the USU Extension Service Integrated Pest Management Program can help you find solutions. From free fact sheets and books to seminars and updated pest advisories, this website will point you in the right direction. To find these and other free resources, stop at extension.usu.edu/pests.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Water delivery to the lawn has evolved to be more efficient than ever. We're checking out the sprinklers next on Western Life Radio.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
It might be time to upgrade your water delivery system. Alex Grover with Quarter Acre Homestead looks at options.
You go out into the summer landscape in Utah. What's the traditional sound that you associate with lawns? They go... Okay, that's what's commonly called a rainbird head. It's technically called an impact head sprinkler. And at the time those came out, they were great because they chewed the distance and they could kick out a lot of water over a big area. Great piece of equipment. They take a lot of adjusting though. It's very hard to get an even watering for your lawn or for your garden or for anything else. They're very reliable. If you get a good brand, they don't break easily, but they're very hard to get an even watering. They're gonna have wet spots either far away or close to the sprinkler head. And they're kind of outdated. If you want a good lawn and if you want reliable irrigation elsewhere, you need to step up and you need to go with rotators to replace the rainbird or the impact heads, or you need to go with mini rotators. And these, you can just buy the nozzles and plug them into your existing heads if your heads are in good enough shape to be worth saving. But a lot of people aren't. And those things will give you more even watering. They'll have larger water droplets that won't blow away. You'll have to water for a longer period of time, but more of that water is actually going to get to your plant. They cost a little bit more up front, but they're going to save you more money and water.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
Faster Utah is proactive about school safety. For more information, fasterutah.org.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Welcome back to Western Life Radio. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff, host of this program. We have Ty Hunter with us with Utah's boating program. Safe Boating Week is underway right now.
Yes, we were able to get some water up there, and that's great. It has come off at a relatively great speed, and so I think we still need to be water-wise. I think we need to work and strive to do our best to take care of it. We still live in a desert state, and so let's just make sure we're frugal with that water as we would be with our money, and just take care of it so we have great recreating areas, but that liquid that sustains life, we can take care of it. I know the skiers are going to be asking for the same thing, too. So we make sure that, you know, whether it's a snow or rain dance, whatever we're going to be doing, everybody's going to be doing it, too. And we're saying their prayers or whatever they need to do. So, yes.
I've been following the conditions on the Great Salt Lake, and it looks like, I honestly think within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be passing the levels that used to be there in 2021. It's gone up quite a bit the last little while.
Yeah, there's been such a great effort in that aspect there, and I think there will continue to be a great effort that will be placed in that and take care of that wonderful natural resource that we have, and we can see the benefits of it that I think a lot of us took for granted. So let's just make sure that we can take care of that beautiful lake that's out there, and it is amazing. If you haven't been there, seen it, experienced it, the Great Salt Lake is an amazing area, and what an incredible ecosystem that's just right here in northern Utah. It takes up such a vast area in northern Utah.
I'm seeing the effects. We had a chance to see some sailboats on the lake not too long ago, and they're happy out there on the water. And we're seeing, if nothing else, I'm seeing the bugs come back in crazy numbers.
Yep, the great bugs are coming back. We're seeing those coming in there, and everything else that comes along is just the cycle of life that's coming. So it's just great to see that we're seeing some bounce back. We're seeing some levels in there, cut down on some of the dust. And really, let's take care, if we can, just overall, is do our right things, take care of our natural resources so we can have the greatest snow on earth and we can have our drinking water and have it come off the mountain slowly like it should.
I mean, timing is perfect, especially as the migratory birds start heading north and crossing through the Great Salt Lake and refuel before they continue north to Canada. This is a magical time for me. I love getting out there in the marshes and checking out the wide variety of songbirds and waterfowl and different birds. And as they come into their full plumage, their full beautiful plumage for spring.
It's amazing. Get out of the house. Get out of the house, go for a hike. Whether it's near water or not, just get out of the house, go for a hike, and enjoy the outdoors. And that's the big thing that we're pushing with the Division of Outdoor Recreation is we want 100% of people outside recreating. We want people getting outside. Start off and just walking on the sidewalks in your neighborhood, or to get off on some type of a nature trail, to hiking, to kayaking, biking, hunting, fishing, and then even just getting out on the boat and having those traditional times of water skiing, cruising around, wakeboarding, wake surfing, just having good time that's out there. We would love to see 100% of our residents out there and doing that. And then another plug I'm going to put in for an education deal is take a boating education course, take an off-highway vehicle education course, learn something about the environment, about being a good steward. And that meets another one of our goals, is we want 100% of people to recreate responsibly while we're out there. And part of that is taking care of yourself. And then the ultimate goal, and I know everybody was like, oh, yeah, like that'll happen. But you know what? If we can shoot towards the goal, this is going to be the best thing. We want zero search and rescues. So we want people to get out and recreate, understand how to recreate responsibly, take those courses, do those things to take care of themselves and those that are with them, and then we can see a reduction, if not zero, of our search and rescues in the state of Utah. That would be awesome.
That it would be. We certainly want to see more of that. We've already had a couple losses this year, unfortunately.
Yes, very unfortunate with that. I mean, our most recent one water-wise with that was a swimmer. We just want to make sure that everybody, even if you're not a boater, if you go and you're recreating near the water, take a life jacket. Take it for you. It's so surprising that we start to see, this goes from the pools. We usually see younger kids, the age bracket of those that get in trouble and drowned usually occurs under 13 years of age. It usually is in a pool, a bathtub, those types of things that are close around your home. And this can be even with lifeguards. It occurs, it happens. But then as you get older, our open water drownings just skyrocket. So please, if anybody's going out to the lakes, their reservoirs, take a jacket. And it's not only just for the kids, it's for you as an adult too. You need to first and foremost take care of yourself so you can take care of others. That's my cry, is just wear your life jacket. I would love to see a drastic uptick from just under 7% of voluntary wear. I would love to see it to go 10, 12, 13, 20%. I would love to see that much of an uptick and have people listen and do so. And I put that cry out there as, if you mountain bike, why do you wear a helmet? And if you say it keeps me safe, why don't you wear your life jacket? If you go skiing, why do you wear your helmet? Well, it keeps me safe. Why don't you wear your life jacket? It keeps you safe too. So that's the big thing there. Then you can even look at, I wear my seatbelt in my car. Why do you wear your seatbelt? Well, a lot of people say, keeps me safe, but it's also, I'm obeying the law. Well, okay. What made the change there? Yes, there were laws in there, but a lot of us want to keep ourselves safe and our loved ones safe too. So same thing, wear your life jacket. So sorry, I'm like trying to pound that into folks. Change the mentalities that we have out there.
I'm glad you said it, because I would have said it otherwise. I mean, the whole point of that outdoor recreational experience is to bring home memories, good memories with your family. If you get yourself into trouble, and this time of year, especially as cold as the water is, it doesn't take much to freeze you up. If I remember correctly, they were swimming. They were fit kids, fit boys, young men, swimming, and just not wearing a simple life jacket could have made all that difference.
Yeah, and I mean, unfortunately, and I don't like to play in this realm, but one of the biggest comments we come out is, they were a good swimmer. I cannot believe this happened. They were a good swimmer. And that happens everywhere. So I don't want to paint us into the dark, but the biggest thing is we just want people to be safe, and we want them to do and make that choice the right thing and to bring those memories home. That was one thing I just did over Mother's Day. My wife was like, hey, I would love to hear you guys about your most favorite family time together. And we talked about that. Well, wouldn't that be cool to do that every year together, is to talk about your most favorite time? And if we don't do the right things, we don't wear the right things, and we don't look after that personal safety of ourselves and those that are around us, we may not have those conversations. So please keep them up. Family's important. Being home's important. That's why it's home. Home is that comfortable place to be, but you also want to get out of your home and go out and have fun, but you want to return at the end of the day.
Yes, you do. And, you know, the outdoor experience is so regenerative. It's just a reset button for me. when I get home after hiking or boating or fishing or doing any of these outdoor recreational opportunities, man, I'm on a buzz for a few days. I got a permagrin for days, and I show pictures of what we've seen and what we did and the Northern Lights we got to see. I couldn't resist. I sent a lot of pictures to a lot of my good friends, and I've never seen them before. I've never experienced them that way before. And to capture them and share them, it's something that I will never forget. And these boating memories are the same way, whether you're water skiing, whether you're jet skiing, fishing. These memories, if you come home safe again, you got an opportunity to share that again.
Yeah, let's just keep the memories going on, and let's keep those family traditions up. But maybe if those traditions don't involve a life jacket, maybe we ought to include that in them because you can keep them moving on.
The waterways, we've been really lucky. We haven't seen a lot of flooding along these waterways. It gets warm and then it cools down again nicely. We haven't seen a ton of rain or anything that's really adding to it. However, swift water is definitely a concern, especially when you have little ones with you.
Yes, and to put in there with it, we ran a campaign last year called Be a Water Watcher. I still would put that plug out there. We need folks to be a water watcher. And that can go from anything that's swift water. In fact, swift water, I'm going to tell you, if you want to go picnic or you want to go up and be next to a stream running and rolling that's moving pretty quickly, and it doesn't need to be that deep, and it can sweep you off your feet, you can make a fall, and it can start to take you downstream, that can happen in our runoff times. Stay out of the water. Don't go near the water on that piece there. And with kids, keep a hold of them. You're going to have to keep all those little guys, little girls, they just are intrigued to get next to the water. And then even start to think about your four-legged kids, if you want to call them that, your pets. Make sure you keep them away from that because they could try to go get a drink of water and find themselves swept away in that area and people jumping in and risking their lives in that, which I know from the armchair quarterback, I would say please don't add to the number of victims that are going to be in that circumstance and call for help and do things the right way of that whole reach, throw, and then go for help that we can preach and get out there.
I'm glad you brought that up. We've talked about this before with search and rescue. You would never jump off of a cliff to save someone who slipped off the edge. But so many of us seem to be misunderstanding of how powerful that water flow is. So many of us seem to be willing to jump into that same dangerous scenario to try and rescue a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're a strong swimmer, reach out there with a stick or toss something out to them or some way to help them from the shoreline. It's going to be a lot more likely you'll be successful than jumping in after them.
So do it. And like I said, don't add to the number of victims. Please don't do that. And that's the biggest thing is usually we had somebody in there. They are in peril. So try to help them, but don't add to having two people in the same situation. So that whole reach, throw, and then go for help, that's a big thing to kind of get going.
Yes, it is. Keep that in mind, folks, and it's easily done. And sometimes the best thing to do this time of year is not have your picnic next to the river waterways. Provo River can be running really high right now. I know Deer Creek is close to pretty darn full. Jordanelle's getting up there. All that water's coming to Utah Lake, and Utah Lake is over 100% right now. And they're pushing as fast as they can down the Jordan River to the Great Salt Lake. It's a big temptation to enjoy those campgrounds, those picnic areas. But if you got little ones or anything that could be potentially a risk there, I'd camp somewhere else or enjoy a picnic somewhere else a little further away.
Yes, yes, totally agree. Couldn't say it any better.
This time of year, I know that as we're coming into the summer season, AIS is a big deal. We don't want to be transporting different things to different waters and messing things up.
Yes. I mean, so people are like, AIS, what's AIS? So AIS, it stands for Aquatic Invasive Species. We don't want to be the transfer. We don't want to be the vector, as we would call it. And guess what? Boaters, you are a vector. Your boat is in a body of water. And if you go to Lake Powell, Lake Powell is our infested lake that we have for quagga mussels. But this could go from milfoil to other little plants. So that's why we're like, when we talk about the clean, drain, and dry, you clean the boat and get rid of any type of aquatic plants or any type of debris. And then you're going to basically wipe it dry. You're going to pull the plug on it. And then you're going to allow it to dry. You're going to pull that plug, let it drain, and then you're going to allow it to dry. That is the most cost-effective. It takes a little bit more time to do so, do an actual drying but that is the foolproof way of decontaminating your boat, the clean, drain, and dry piece, because we don't want to move them. We want to keep this in Lake Powell. I wish it never was in Lake Powell, but we were going to keep it contained to Lake Powell and not move it to another place. And so to put in the plug, go to the Division of Wildlife Resources website, or there's a catchy little one called stdofthesea.gov that will get you there to give you more information. Not new this year. This is the second year. We almost completed one full year of it. With AIS, there is for every person that owns a boat. So every person that owns a vessel, whether it is motorized or not motorized, you must take a muscle aware course. It's free. So take your muscle aware course. If you have one boat or 10 boats, you only need to take that muscle aware course once. Once for one boat, once for 10 boats. Just have to do that. Now, we're talking motorized, but then we're also going to move over to non-motorized. Your canoes, kayaks,
float tubes,
duckies, whatever you want to, float tubes, all of that. That piece has to be there. You have to take your muscle aware course, again, free, and only need to take it one time per year, even if you have, like I said, one or 10 of those boats. So do that piece there. Then there's an added extra step. Some people are, wow, it has upset a lot of folks because change does upset people. There has been a change, and there's a big reason for that change. And I don't want to get into the whole politics. I don't want people to shut down. We are trying to obey the law. That's our biggest thing. The state of Utah is trying to obey federal law, and we're trying to get our citizens to obey the laws of the state of Utah, too. So we're doing things the right way with this, and there's a federal law that will not allow the aquatic invasive species fee that has been in place since, I think, 2017. It's been in effect for a while, but we were already taking these fees at the time of registration. But now that has to be bifurcated or separated. And so that's why it moves you from registering. It makes a recommendation that you have to do this AIS course and buy a decal. That's so we can separate it so the state of Utah can obey federal law. Also, our boaters can obey the state law to further the cause of aquatic invasive species containment and prevention. So really what we're looking at is that those AIS fees have already been collected, already been moving, kind of behind the scenes. Boaters never see it, and now they're seeing it up front where it is, and it's causing a little bit of hate and discontent in that process there. And it really, you all have been paying it already. It's just a different way of doing it.
We're just making a little more transparent of where the money's going.
Yes, there's a little more transparency. Like I said, the federal law will only allow the states to make registration contingent upon our state and local taxes that refer to the boat registration and or property taxes. And then the second one is for titling. And then the third one is for insurance purposes. And so we're going to see some things that our boaters are going to see that difference, and they can only register. They can get their decals and get them renewed that way, and then they're going to have to take this extra step over here with Wildlife Resources. We are hoping, as a collective of the states, that we are potentially seeing that there's a bill out to change that to where we can be more modern in the way that we're doing things. But again, that has to go through the legislative process, and we support that legislative process in our nation and in our state.
And even a single float tube, I mean, I think a lot of people think, well, these smaller watercraft aren't really potentially causing that problem. But milfoil, snails, all kinds of little bugs and pesty things that will screw up a water, you know, and our water systems is so easily transferred from water to water. And it's so easy to go, well, you know what, I'm going to go float tubing on Strawberry, and then I'm going to hop down to Jordanelle, or I'm going to hop down to some other water in the same day. We need to keep these things in mind. How am I going to prevent the potential spread of one thing to another, even if I'm not seeing it there?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. We need to do our part. And the boats are the big portion that they're moving at. When I'm saying boat, it's what we call a vessel. If it carries a person from point A to point B, that is a vessel, that is a boat. You need to do your part and be responsible in doing so. You don't want to spread the gift-transmitted disease, if I can put that in there. That's why they call that the STD of the sea.gov.
Critical. And so what do people need to do to take this test? Where do they need to go for this?
So you go to the where I said stdofthesea.gov or to Wildlife Resources, so wildlife.utah.gov. Go on there and you can put in AIS or quagga mussel. It'll get you where you need to be. The STD of the Sea is going to land you right on that page. It has a great dichotomous key that's in an infographic that guides you through what you need to do. And then you can take the course. And then it gives you an option. Do you want to buy your decal now, or do you not want to buy a decal? So non-motorized doesn't have to buy a decal, but you'll have to buy a decal for your boat or boats that you have, and then you can place that on your boat. And that decal needs to go, and it specifies in a picture where to put it, but if we're going to talk nautical terms, it's going to go on the port side, the left-hand side of the boat, about 4 to 6 inches to aft or rear of the bow numbers that are there. So you'll have your UT, four numbers, two letters, 3 inches, and then you're going to have a number 1 through 12, your registration decal, and then behind it, to that 4 to 6 inches, you'll have your AIS decal. Put it on that port side so people at the booth and are checking it in, they can converse with you on the driver's side of the truck, and they can also see that on that side of the boat.
Very useful. Good to let people know that, too. I think a lot of people may possibly be missing that information.
Yeah, it actually came into effect July 1 of last year, but we didn't catch all of our boaters. So this has become a big thing. And fortunately, but unfortunately, the negativity has rolled out on social media because I guess we as Americans are just angry. We're angry at life. We're living in a great time of prosperity. And everything going is that, really, to look at it, we have a good life, and we have good things that are coming on in our life, and maybe getting out and recreating will make us a little less negative in that prospect. But to look at it and say, okay, yeah, I can do my part and do my thing here, and I can learn more about how not to be the one that spreads these aquatic invasive species from one body of water to the next, and we can be those good stewards of our land.
I know I would hate to be that guy that screwed up my own favorite waters, you know, and
yep.
Simple things, but the knowledge is there and it's easy to do. That quick reminder each year, and that makes you legal and keeps you out of trouble and keeps that water out of trouble too.
Yep.
Good things to keep in mind. Explore the universe from one of Utah's Dark Sky Parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov. Buy a good telescope to take your family adventure through the universe. We have advice on the way next on Western Life Radio.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
Get a telescope that will take you and your family on your next nighttime adventure. Seth Jarvis with the Clark Planetarium shares some great advice.
I particularly recommend Dead Horse Point State Park. The folks down there do an extra specially good job. And also the folks over at Cedar Breaks. They have gorgeous, clear, dark skies and staff there who have telescopes and who really know how to use them. It's very important that you never put a wet blanket on a child's sense of wonder. Children are all born natural scientists, and what you want to do is cultivate that. The trick, though, is that an awful lot of telescopes, especially what I derisively refer to as department store telescopes, they're just not really meant to do anything other than make a few bucks at the department store counter. And it's very painful to have people bring in these cheap telescopes and ask us what we can do to fix them because they say it doesn't work very well. And I have to explain to them the telescope is doing everything that it was designed to do, but it's not a good design. So here at the planetarium, we'd rather sell you a good pair of binoculars to see if you really want to do it. Don't buy a $100 department store telescope. Spend $100 on a good pair of binoculars. And if you find yourself learning the night sky and using a chart to navigate from one constellation to the next, and you're using the binoculars to explore the Milky Way and to count the moons of Jupiter and that sort of thing, when you're doing that and you really like it, then we'll say, okay, now let's talk about spending a few $100 on a telescope that will last you the rest of your life.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
How prepared is your family if a wildfire shows up at your doorstep, or a flood, or an earthquake? You can't just turn away a natural disaster. That's why it's important to go to ready.gov/plan now. It has the tools and tips you need to make an emergency plan with your family. So if disaster comes knocking,
let's go.
You'll be ready to help keep your family safe.
It's just a pizza.
Yes.
Make a plan today.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends on Skype. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Gun-free school zones make for soft targets for those who would do school violence. Utah schools are not soft targets, thanks to the education provided by FasterUtah.org.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
He's leading the way along the back roads less traveled, exploring the woodlands, the red rocks and streams. He's sharing it.
Jimmy's campfire from season to season. New places and people with stories and dreams. Through cadence of nature, the wilderness beckons. A song of the mountains rings out through the trees. The voice of the backcountry echoes forever. It carries the message, live wild and free. Wild and free. The song of the mountains is calling to me. Wild and free. In the great western wildlands, discover the backcountry dream.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.